Party Midday. This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Thursday, December 2nd, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news on Tuesday, November 30th, Polk County Sheriff's Office deputies arrested 34-year-old Charlie Lee Cook Jr. of Lakeland and charged him with indecent exposure, a first-degree misdemeanor, and committing a lewd act, a second-degree misdemeanor, for exposing himself to a juvenile McDonald's drive-thru cashier. At that time, McDonald's employees were unable to identify the suspect and only had a description of his vehicle as a black SUV. However, they did recognize him as a regular customer. When he returned to the restaurant 2 weeks later, they provided deputies with a possible name from his debit card and the tag number on his vehicle. He was positively identified as Cook, and deputies obtained a warrant for his arrest. He was booked into the Polk County Jail on November 30th and released after posting bond in the amount of $750. Cook admitted to deputies that he committed the lewd act. His criminal history includes a 2014 arrest for battery domestic violence and a 2017 arrest for transmission of material harmful to a minor and use of a two-way communication device to commit a felony. Your local events starting at 6 p.m. this Friday. Join the City of Wauchula for a tree lighting festival at Cruz Park. There will be free food, games, toys, and live music, including a performance from the New Hope Baptist Church Handbell Choir. Parking will be in the field next to the Wauchula Water Tower. Cars must enter on South Florida Avenue and exit onto West Main Street. Trolley service will be available. Make sure to be there early because the tree lighting takes place promptly at 7:30 p.m. In preparation for this event, the Cruz Park public boat ramp will close on Thursday, December 2nd at 3 p.m. Also coming up, Power and Light Productions presents Bethlehem Nights, a live walk-through interactive Christmas festival coming to the Hardy County Cattlemen's Arena from December 9th to the 11th. Celebrate Jesus' birthday with your family or group by taking a walk back in time through the dusty streets of our amazing recreation of the village of Bethlehem. Encounter over 100 volunteer actors portraying numerous characters, bringing the story of Christmas to life. Live animals, authentic sets, merchant shops, props, music, dancing, lighting, and a petting zoo make a truly authentic experience that will warm your heart and remind everyone that Christmas is a celebration of Jesus Christ. Tickets and food will be available at 5 p.m. and the village opens at 6 p.m. There are COVID-19 recommendations. Hand sanitizer will be available throughout the village. Actors will maintain space from guests at all times, and masks are not required but are encouraged. For details, you can visit powerandlightproductions.com/Bethlehem Nights. That's powerandlightsproductions.com/Bethlehem Nights. Your jobs here in the area, just like Home Pet Hotel in Avon Park, is looking for kennel attendants. Applicants should enjoy working with animals and possess basic computer skills and must have good customer service skills and be able to humanely handle animals under various circumstances. The Hardy Correctional Institution in Wauchula is looking for correctional officers. A high school diploma or GED is preferred, and the International Healthcare Agency in Fort Meade is looking for pharmacy technicians. A high school diploma or GED, pharmacy technician license, and 1 year of experience, U.S. work authorization, and daytime availability are required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuable something inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They will greatly assist us and we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 73 degrees out, feels like 77. No predicted chance of rain. Your current conditions, mostly sunny. Shade temperature 71 degrees. The maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Winds northwest at 7 miles per hour with gust up to 8 miles per hour. Your humidity is slightly humid, 55%. Air quality is fair. The dew point 56 degrees, 26% cloud cover, 10 miles of visibility, and the cloud ceiling all the way up at 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zoffo Springs, last updated 9:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today, sunny, highs in the upper 70s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 40s, light and variable winds. Friday, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy, highs in the upper 70s, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. And Friday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing with lows in the lower 50s and light and variable winds. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. India and the U.S. agreed to expand trade between the two nations on some agricultural products, including U.S. cherries, alfalfa, and distillers' dried grains, as well as Indian mangoes, grapes, shrimp, and water buffalo. The two sides came together in the first U.S.-India Trade Policy Forum meeting in 4 years. The two countries have disputed over a range of issues recently, including tariffs that dampen the prospects of reaching a bilateral trade deal. A coalition of farm groups wrote to U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai and Ag Secretary Vilsack on challenges surrounding the World Trade Organization. The Hagstrom Report says those groups are pleased that Ambassador Tai gave strong statements on engaging boldly with the WTO. They want the Biden administration to try and get the public stock holding and the special safeguard mechanism proposals at the WTO eliminated in connection with the upcoming 12th Ministerial Conference. The USDA cut its farm exports forecast for 2022, blaming weaker soybean demand from China and lower soybean prices. The Economic Research Service says it now expects American ag exports to hit $175.5 billion in fiscal year 2022, down from the August forecast of $2 billion. Looking ahead, China is expected to remain the largest U.S. export market, with exports forecast now at $36 billion, a $3 billion drop from USDA's August prediction.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The USDA has released the final look at the U.S. peanut harvest for 2021. Florida is number one in harvest rate, but all major peanut growers are doing well. Brad Rippey, USDA meteorologist, says 96% of the crop was harvested by the final November survey.
And for the first time this year, we have caught up with the national average, which of course is also 96%. A year ago on this date, we had seen harvest completion also at 96%. Our first state to finish the peanut harvest in 2021 is Florida, coming in this week 100% harvested, on par with the five-year average. And if you look at the eight reporting states, all of them are within 1 point of the normal pace, or at the normal pace, or ahead of the normal pace. So in other words, all eight states doing quite well. The one state with the most peanuts left to harvest is Texas, coming in this week 88% harvested, but even there, that's equal to the five-year average.
And as Rippey said, 100% of the crop in Florida has been harvested. In Georgia, 97% of peanuts were harvested. Last year at this time, 98% had been harvested, which is also the five-year average. In Alabama, 97% of the crop has also been harvested. That compares to 98% last year. The five-year average is 97%.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Maura Bennett. Thanks for listening. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With an SRN News business brief, I'm Bob Agnew. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports manufacturing sector continues to accelerate.
The Institute for Supply Management's Index of Manufacturing Activity rose to a reading of 61.1 in November. Any reading above 50 indicates growth. New orders, production, and employment all grew at a faster pace, while companies are struggling to hire and keep inventories stocked.
That is correspondent Ben Thomas reporting. The Federal Reserve is reporting that many parts of the country were hit by supply chain disruptions and labor shortages in November. In a survey of business conditions around the country, the Fed's 12 regional banks found the economy continued to grow at a modest to moderate pace. Wall Street took investors on another roller coaster ride after early gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down by 461 points. The closing bell, the NASDAQ, was off by 283. With business, I'm Bob Agnew.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. On the hardwood last night, the Grizzlies hand the Raptors their fifth straight loss at home, 98-91. Brooklyn coughed up a 16-point lead before James Johnson made two free throws with 2.2 seconds left to beat the Knicks 112-110. James Harden had 34 points, says he loves the electricity in the stands when they play in New York.
That's one thing about this rivalry is this is always going to be there, whether it's here or at MSG. The fans are going to be cheering for their respective teams, and it's going to be a good game every time.
Trailblazers hand the Pistons their seventh straight loss, 110-92. Suns tie a franchise record 17 straight wins, 104-96 over the Warriors. Lakers beat the Kings 117-92. LeBron James not on the court after testing positive for COVID-19. And Enes Kanter, now known as Enes Freedom, after the Celtic center changed his name following his U.S. citizenship ceremony on Monday. This is SRN Sports. On the ice, Caps cough up a 4-1 lead to lose to the Panthers 5-4. Sam Reinhart scored the winning power play goal with 14 seconds left. Panthers forward Ryan Lomborg says he thought his team just needed a break or two, trailing 4-1 in the third period.
We were playing, you know, well the whole game. It just, you know, we knew that we weren't getting the bounces, so we just stick with the game plan and things will change.
Red Wings get their 3,000th win, 2-1 over the Bruins. Mark Stahl's first goal of the season was the tiebreaker. Sharks post a 5-2 win over the Devils, Timo Meier scoring twice. Wild beat the Coyotes 5-2. Philip Forsberg with four goals. It was a 6-0 Predators routing the Blue Jackets. Blues erase an early three-goal deficit to beat the Lightning 4-3 in a shootout. And it was the Stars calming the Hurricanes 4-1 for their fifth straight win. And on the West Coast, it was the Ducks 5-4 winners over the Kings. And with SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula, and always online at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for today: I've never once been able to explain car troubles to a mechanic without resorting to sound effects. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.